Let's talk about the ultimate salesperson failing secrets. Hey there, my friends, Dan Deegan here. Welcome to another episode on the High Performance Logistics Sales Network. Today, before we even get going, actually, let's talk about why you're not subscribed. So hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, hit the bell, get notified when we release new videos, because weekly we're bringing you some stellar content. And today, I want to talk to you about the secrets when it comes to this word failure in logistics sales. So before we go any further, I want to talk to you about a quick point in this book, Positioning. If you haven't got this book, Jack Trout and Al Reese, you got to get it. It is awesome. So what I want to talk to you about this, because this is the nucleus of understanding where this lens of failure comes from. And really the reality is, what is failure? I mean, everybody's version of failure is different. I want to just read to you this. So what he's doing is he's talking about those ladders in your head. And he says, to better understand what your message is up against, because really the reality is when we call a logistics manager, we're delivering a message, are we not? Okay, let's take a closer look at the ultimate objective of all communication, the human mind, right? Like a memory bank of a computer, the mind has a slot or position for each bit of information it has chosen to retain. In operation, the mind is a lot like a computer, but there's one important difference. A computer has to accept what you put into it. The mind does not. In fact, it's quite the opposite. The mind rejects new information that doesn't compute. It only accepts information for which its current state of mind. It filters out everything else. Now, I want you to think about that for a second. And think of it like this. If you've ever decided to buy a certain vehicle, do you all of a sudden see those vehicles on the road? You see, that's because your mind went there. So what I want to do is I want to talk about failures with the core nucleus of our mind goes to certain places, okay? So when we do this, what I want you to do is I want you to think of one thing. So your starting point on every journey that you go on, so this is your journey and this is where you want to end up, okay? The starting point is a firm understanding of what you want, okay? So what I do is I often say, what does my ideal client look like? So what do they look like? What do they want? What are some of their big desires? What are some of their big goals? I take that information and I bring that to my starting line. You see, if we don't understand exactly who our ideal client is, our failure rate is going to be so much higher. And let me explain to you why. This has nothing to do with, you know, industry or anything like that. It's not about a niche right now, what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is that idea of failure is mainly because the individuals selling are just out to get a sale. They're not out to identify and attract and bring in like-minded people onto their bus. See, because when you are, if you go back here and you look at this and you say, okay, if this person matches this, if they match this, if they match this, if they match this, they're going to be my ideal client, right? Now, the thing with ideal clients are if they match all of this, and like we said in the book Positioning, if their brain is in tune with that, your message is going to deliver, hands down. Now, if your message delivers to 100 people, and out of those 100, you close 2, then you've got a sales problem. But until you decide that you have an actual sales problem, you need to go after your ideal client. And the strategy that I've always adopted in this is you either learn or you move forward. And what do I mean by that? So you call up somebody and you address your top 4 points that we just laid out here. This is what they look like. This is how they act. This is their character. This is what they do. And if it doesn't resonate and the person you're speaking to is something like, no, I'm totally satisfied with my present incumbent supplier, I'm not interested. The learning part of the learner move on is really, okay, I am totally intrigued because I've always found that if I can get one little piece of gold nugget, I could help retain my clients longer. I can help new clients. Mr. Prospect, what is it that makes this person so good that you don't even want to hear what I have to say? That's learning. Now, if you were to do that for every person that says no, you know, inquire. What is it that you don't even want to hear me? Is it like the fact that 25 other people have called you today and they've all wasted your time? Like get inside their head. Even if it's a no, get inside their head. Because when we learn, it increases our motivation. It increases our dopamine and serotonin drips in our brain. Okay? And it decreases the idea of failure. So we don't get, you know, if our energy meter is like powed to the top at the beginning of the day and we keep getting chipped away at it and it keeps going down, eventually our energy is really low, right? Or, so that's your learn portion. Always learn. Never hang up the phone, just okay. Learn. Why? You know, you said no to me right away. We haven't even had a chance. Did I catch you at a bad time? Do people typically catch you at a bad time? Is your incumbent so good that you don't want to hear me? Like, ask the question. What have you got to lose? Because if they're about to hang up on you anyways, whether they hang up on you where you're able to ask the questions or not, what's the difference in the end? The big difference in the end, I'll give it to you, is sometimes that sparks a further conversation and the walls come breaking down a bit, okay? Next is the move forward. So if you do connect and they are your ideal client, then what you're going to do is you're going to move to step two, which is, of course, your baseball diamond, which you qualify, find out why they buy, fulfill the why, and then the home plate is the customer. Okay, we'll do that. We'll talk about that in another video. So no matter what call or email you have, you learn or you move forward. That's the way to maintain that motivation, right? This is a secret when it comes to failing in the sales world. Okay, now what I want to do is I want to talk to you about the idea here of getting to your goal is it has to be based on this person's vision. Everything we do, every message we deliver has to be based on that person's vision. Now that was a sight line, y'all. Pretty much screwed that one up. But right, hey, so the ending here that I want to make sure that you're completely understanding on is we see what we are in tune with. Just like I said at the beginning about the car, right? If you really want a Mustang, you're going to see Mustangs everywhere. Otherwise, your brain kind of surpasses them. So when we have a message, when we have a strategy, a solution, an idea of way of doing business, your best way to do it is to attract the people that have that like-minded idea, right? If your mission is to say, you know what, for the next 12 months, I want to really dig into your goals, I want to be a part of it, and I want to help you achieve it. That's great for certain companies. Other companies that where the individual, you know, the logistics manager, VP of logistics, operations department is like, I got this. You are never going to counter that mindset until they shift the mindset. You know, I heard Gary Vee once say, I'll never try and convince somebody to use my services or consume my content. And when he said that, I mean, and I don't know if that was the exact words, I'm paraphrasing, but it really started something in my head because I said, how many times have I tried to convince somebody to use me? Like, and it was the toughest thing ever to do. And in the end, they might have used me once or twice, and then we lost the account. Like, think of that for a second. Why try and convince somebody to use you? Why not say, here's what I do really good. Is that in tune with the way you think? Because if it is, we can have some serious magic together. But if it's not, it's just this friction. It's like trying to get two magnets when they're on the polar opposites together. It's never going to happen because you don't see eye to eye. You know, you think of your spouse, your better half. They're people that see eye to eye. You have things in common. You have a common strategy, a common goal sometimes. When things don't work out, maybe those goals separate. You separate as individuals. See, all of these things transition right into business. And in order for us to truly become as remarkable as we have in us for our business, we first need to start with that ideal person. Otherwise, you're running back and forth throughout your day, up and down, like your sales are going up and down like a roller coaster. You bring in a customer, you lose a customer because they're not ideal. If we start with the ideal client and we decide, here's the four things that I'm going to talk about or the five things that I'm going to talk about that this my ideal client really wants. and our first position in every interaction is those five things, we immediately weed out the people that don't have that, as the positioning book said, as the top of their mind. It's not connecting with them. That, my friend, is the ultimate salesperson failing secret. Start with your ideal client. Address the top 4 to 5 things your ideal client wants. If that moves the conversation forward, great. Now you're in tune. If it doesn't, why? Learn what is going on in their head. It will give you an opportunity to see a different perspective. Until next time, my friends, remember, go out there, make every call educational, crush your sales, and you're only one sales sequence away. Take care.